A week before the baby is born, 100 episodes of this podcast, and we had perhaps our worst blow up yet with me leaving her house and not talking for a couple of days while I was away for work. Is it just to be expected, this close to giving birth? Or is it clearly related to something in our relationship? It's my unconventional life. Nearly.
I went to the woods because I wanted to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. My name is Nigel McGuinness, and this is my unconventional life. It's a podcast, and it's a journal, and in a way, it's an examination of what happened when I tried to love and be a parent outside of society's norms. But most of all, hopefully it's an honest, unapologetic, and insightful journey into my genuine desire to be my most authentic, peaceful, and positive self in the world, sponsored by no one. Every week I detail my own journey as a parenting partner, as a lover, and as a friend, and occasionally discuss my untraditional views and aspirations with other people too. But ultimately, it all comes back to one question. How do we best find and express love in the world today?
For those 2 days, we weren't talking. At moments, things felt beyond repair. Once again, I don't feel comfortable talking about the reasons behind it. Not because I'm not comfortable sharing anything about my life, but because, again, I want to respect Eri's right to privacy. And again, I'm left wondering, why keep doing this if I have to constantly censor myself? It's always been with a mind to, at some point in the future, once things have been resolved, be able to tell the story in its entirety, with a clear head. But who knows if we'll ever get to that stage. And then once things calm and return to steady seas, as they have, you think, why do I want to risk another storm? Guess because if you don't speak your truth, if you hide from it, you'll feel trapped and living a lie and not being yourself. While you can do that for a while, and I guess some people do it forever, eventually it will eat you inside. But why do I feel it's so important to tell anyone else? Well, for the same reason I want to do this podcast in the first place. I felt it had genuine value. Maybe that's self-aggrandizing or self-important. But fuck me for feeling. As much, I suppose, it's about telling yourself. Because if you ignore problems, in the same way as if you don't learn from history, you're destined to repeat it. And for the problems to rise, like a monster from the ocean, to drown you with the wave that it creates. When the shit hit the fan, I did my best to keep it together. If inside I was really scared that this could be disastrous, I kept telling myself, it'll be okay, it's just a pregnancy. But as I looked at the situation, it just seemed to be getting worse. One step forward and 2 steps back. And it felt like things were getting to the stage that we could never get back from. But maybe I'm catastrophizing. I'm just extra sensitive. I don't know. I know this must be frustrating to hear me rattle on about without any of the details, but I guess all I can offer is that this is one thing I want to share about any sensitive relationship involving pregnancy and parenting. Sometimes you have to hold your tongue. The lesson of this, and the last 9 months, is one about the conflict between your truth and others' autonomy to live the life they want. The battle between the two masters of your own authenticity and other people's feelings. It's a cliche, perhaps, of my generation to say that you're not responsible for anyone else's feelings. But I believe in kindness too. And right now, My belief in kindness is stuck in a conflict with my belief in truth. Or perhaps, I don't know, this is all bullshit posturing to cover a pathetic childlike concern about being perceived as a bad person and an inability to make difficult decisions. Again, I don't know. But I don't want it to continue. And I want to provide my child with a better example of being a strong human being who is proud and makes difficult decisions when he has to, at the same time as being kind when he can, and knowing the difference. But I guess that's a lesson we could all learn in some shape or form. I talked with my sister about it all, who's still in town with the rest of my family, and that's continued to be a great emotional support, or distraction, for both Ari and I think. My sister said, perhaps it seems that I've ended up in the exact same situation that I wanted to avoid by having a parenting partnership instead of a traditional relationship, but without any of the good stuff that you usually get in a traditional relationship first. I explained again how I was adamant that I didn't want a traditional relationship, because I felt at my core, it's not who I am. I am not a pair bonder. I don't want to spend all my time with one person. I want to be free to love whoever and however is genuine. More importantly, I want to live by agreements that I've made, not by those that other people and society impose because of their needs and desires. But she said, perhaps then I shouldn't have had kids. Or if I was going to look at it another way, perhaps it was going to be rough whichever way I did it. Emotions of pregnant women are erratic and dramatic, and perhaps those of expectant fathers too. Because arguably, we're not supposed to have kids in these little insular two-person units without the support of an extended family and community. And if you look at what I'd written down for the ideal parenting partner originally, I kind of gave up a lot of the things that I wanted. Age, family nearby, not their plan B, financially able to support 50%. And that's my fault. Totally. But if you go back to when I agreed to this, I did have a genuine good feeling about it. And Eri. And the situation. And it wasn't built on love or sex. It was built on who I genuinely thought she was. Now you can make an argument that I didn't spend enough time being sure who that was, and ditto her for me. But again, it's easy in hindsight to ignore the fortune favours the bold idea. Not for nothing, perhaps there still is something to the idea that a lot of these conflicts come from the hormones of being pregnant, and something to the hope that we did do this for the right reasons, that we are good fits as parenting partners, and I'll just take some difficult decisions and discussions and heartache and suffering to get back to the stage when we truly felt peace with this. And we will have to do that, because in 1 week, give or take, we will have a beautiful, wonderful miracle of a baby human being to do it for. I talked to a good friend at work about things too. He's always wonderful in calming me down and assuring me that things will be okay and work out. Not blindly, as in some apathetic, easy platitude, but from a place of genuine peace and belief that happiness is not in the external things, it's to be found within. And on top of that, he said he truly believes that as long as a child feels loved and secure, well, they'll turn out to be a pretty okay human being. As I said, in the time since things have blown up, things have calmed down again. As we've pushed our feelings to one side, Ari said she's still upset but is just going to focus on the baby, and things have looked, ostensibly at least, perfectly fine on the outside. Again, these conversations will have to happen at some point, but being so close to giving birth, Ari is feeling really vulnerable now, needing support and reassurance, and I have no problem with that. Ultimately, however, I had a realization this week, the height, the distance between us. And it's better to live a painful truth than a comfortable lie. So with a week away from the due date, I have left again for a week of work. It's the biggest, most crazy week of our work year as it is. So add in the anxiety of potential labour. And yep, this could be a test. By the time this airs, is that a thing? Or am I supposed to say by the time it drops? Well, whatever. By the time anyone else can hear this, Froggy could be here. Or she could be waiting just a little longer to show me perfect. Want to take any bets? I'll see you next week.
Well, that's another week gone, and everyone a blessing. Every day, every moment. So I appreciate you spending any of yours listening to this. Drop me a line to myunconventionallife2016@gmail.com if you have any comments or questions. And if you like the show and know someone else who might get something out of it, tell a friend. I will be back next week with a week's worth of thoughts and emotions, and hopefully a little joy too. But either way, until then, wherever you are and whoever you're with, be kind to yourself and to others. It's perhaps the simplest way to make the world a better place.